excited for the show today. It's a Friday. Yes, you know the rules on Friday. Get to the end of Friday as briskly as possible. No static, no nonsense, no guff. Let's just get there and have a wonderful show. I have a ton of things planned out. I do. 1 hour from now, Senator Joe Pittman, State Senator Joe Pittman. He's a wonderful man, 41st District, a lot of Indiana County, if not all of it. Jefferson, Westmoreland, Armstrong County as well. Read a fascinating story in the Post-Gazette today about these data centers. And, you know, big ones due to go in up there. You know what's starting to happen and come to the surface? You saw it in Springdale and some other places. This vocal minority about, well, it's going to inundate our place with population. And what's going to happen with our tax base? And it's going to cost us so much money. And is there going to be pollution? All that. Well, I thought people like Joe Pittman were charged with the duty of bringing in more jobs. I just got to square that away. And I'm going to talk to the senator coming up at 3. We'll talk to Jeff Hathorn at 5 about the big weekend in sports. In between, we'll talk about a whole lot of other things, including PennDOT trying their best to make sure you don't make it to the big sports weekend. Anyway, we start here, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. NASCAR Roofing Instant Access. All of our shows, just a click away. Email us, instantaccesskdkradio.com. So wasn't this timely? Just a couple days, Senator John Fetterman, just a couple days ago, I should say, Senator John Fetterman was on an interview with CNN. And I actually heard this driving home the other day. So this was earlier in the week. And Senator Fetterman was going over different things about his mental health. And he was talking about just how the knives are out in society. And we say, we write, we disseminate the nastiest of nasty things to each other. And it happens without recourse, happens without responsibility, and it happens too regularly, quite honestly. So in this day and age where we have to take sides for everything, Senator John Fetterman was explaining to CNN that he gets a lot more from the team he was elected by than the other team, so to speak, from people on the left and people on the right. This was before he fell. Keep that in mind. Give a listen to what he said to CNN. I believe this was Monday or Tuesday.
You said, quote, "I've drunk deeply of the venom of both the left and the right. As a connoisseur, I can confirm that the most poisonous, the bitterest, is from the far left." That is pretty remarkable to hear you say that as an elected Democrat. Why?
It's just been my personal experience on this thing. And when I asked my digital team, I said, you know, we're on all the platforms, you know, really what's kind of the harshest, what's kind of the most personal? And the answer was immediate. He said, oh, blue sky, it's blue sky. And the difference is, I mean, the right would say really rough things and names, you know, some names I won't repeat on TV, but on the left, it was like they want me to die or that we're cheering for your next stroke. Or that's terrible, that depression won. Why couldn't it depression won? And I hope your kids find you. They even have like the graphic, a GIF where they have like a stroke, you know, in your head,
oh my
you
gosh.
Know, cheering at that. Yeah, and they said that, I remember one, they claimed, oh, the doctor let us down, and why did they have to save his life? Just really like, I just can't imagine. People are wishing, you know, I wish he dies or I want him to die, you know, literally cheering for a stroke. And I don't know what the kind of a place where that comes from. I mean, that's much different than just calling me a name, that's really been consistent, you know, in that community online.
All right. So wasn't that put to the test? And right, you get some people, oh, there he is again, exaggerating. John Fetterman. But he sure as heck had a big test. Just hours after that, he fell. And I'm told that he'll be back in D.C. on Tuesday. That's what somebody told me. And also, he's got stitches about his face and head. So don't be alarmed when you see him and he looks a lot different. But anyway, this was put to the test. He said, you know, the left treats me awfully. Way different than the right. Well, Reddit is populated generally by the left, okay? And just after he said those words, he fell. And just after that, all the talk started on social media. Here are some comments about it on Pittsburgh Reddit. Reddit, again, generally leans pretty far left. I'm just going to give you a smattering of ones that I found in a big thread about John Fetterman. Here we go. What a terrible shame that happened, and that he's still with us. Another one. Good. Our thoughts and prayers finally worked. Hopefully he stays down there for 2 years. Dear Giselle, try down the stairs next time. Too bad it didn't happen before he sold out the Dems. A-hole. All of the left hoping he dies and is replaced while the right hopes he's okay. Thoughts and prayers for the ground that broke his fall. Is the concrete okay? Oh no. Anyway, is this how karma is defined? I hope the sidewalk is okay. Hey John, book sales not going too well? Factory reset? Fat effing head to cushion his fall. Prayers down. Ha 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 ha. Some more comments for you. I don't wish misfortune on anyone, but when misfortune befalls them, unbidden by me, I get to enjoy it. LOL. Get effed, Fett. So who pushed him down to make it look like an accident? Wonder which face he fell on. Two questions. Why isn't he working? And did Giselle push him? And lastly, I wish him only the health he wishes all of us. So there was an immediate test as to what John Fetterman laid out there to CNN. Sadly, he fell. Hit a medical emergency. And people who thought, just a day before or so, this guy's exaggerating. People, especially on the left, they have a heart. They don't act like this. You know, he's never going to be proven right. They are empty words. Well, didn't people really mount up and say those nasty things? This isn't okay. It's not. Humans type those words. Humans have those thoughts. The same humans who applauded Luigi Mangione. The same humans who don't think twice about saying things like this. The same humans who made John Fetterman, as part of his depression therapy, get off of social media forever. His staff looks at it. This just isn't okay. There needs to be a much bigger level of accountability for wackos on the very edge reaches of both parties. But I'll say this, and I don't care who it hacks off. The crazy, ridiculous, hope you die stuff, that does just keep happening from the outer reaches on the left. And it's also why Charlie Kirk's dead. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. From his commercials, Les Botkin seems like the nicest guy in the universe. I just need to make that known. Every time I hear those, it seems like Mr. Botkin is like the nicest guy. I want to meet this guy for coffee and hang out with him. He just seems so, and he's done a bunch of stuff. World-class golfer, started his own business. I don't know, he just seems like a hell of a guy. Anyway, listen for the drive at 5. Stories driving the news every single day at 5. It's all brought to you by ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. 3 o'clock, Senator Joe Pittman from up Indiana County way. Why are we talking to him? Data centers on their way. They're supposed to change the whole way of life in that area. And you know, I read a story in the Post-Gazette today. It's just a little bit of resistance from people. These schools are going to grow too fast. What about home prices? Look, aren't people like Joe Pittman charged with the duty of bringing business in? I seem to think so. So what's the negative? I honestly can't find it. And I want to talk to him and see if he's heard some of that same stuff and how he quells that, or if he's an ear to listen to it. But let's get back to this Fetterman stuff. I joke around a lot, and I know I have the knives out sometimes with my opinion. But sometimes you got to bring it down to square one and be a human here. This isn't acceptable. No matter if you write it, disseminate it, what any of it. This guy falls. He's got health problems, which we'll get into in the 4 o'clock hour a little bit. You go to social media, which should absolutely be edited, not even edited. It should just be tougher to sign up for accounts. And there are people wishing him death. And he said that 2 days before he fell. That even if there's nothing as traumatic as this, he still gets things like this. It's not good enough as a society. It isn't. And it does keep coming primarily from the one side. It's not good enough. It just isn't. And what you don't have, think about this. John Fetterman's a Democrat. Where are the Democrats mounting up and saying, hey, we got to get a hold of our party? They have allowed their party to fracture into two parties. In a way, Republicans have too. The way crazy, wacko MAGA people, and then the kind of middle of the road Republicans. But Republicans call you names. They're mean, standoffish, nasty. A lot of times, even the MAGA Republicans, they don't say they want to kill you. They don't. Charlie Kirk's dead because of this kind of stuff. They got to get a hold of this. Democrats do. And they need to be called out by fellow Democrats. And I find it interesting. A lot of people gave well wishes to Fetterman. A lot of Democrats didn't. That looks bad. It just does. Michelle's in Cranberry. Hi, Michelle.
Yeah, hey, babe. So first of all, I think that the first problem is the Democrats are upset that he is going towards the Republican side. Secondly, you know, once words are said, they hurt and you can't take them back. And that's just ill.
Well, especially a guy that's been through as much as he has. Now, part of it, you get it when you sign up for it. And hey, I'm not going to cry about it. But it's just not right. And when you disseminate things like that, I hope the sidewalk's okay. Our thoughts and prayers finally worked. Like, that's not a joke anymore. And here's the other part. This notion that John Fetterman's headed toward the Republican Party is flawed. His votes still fall heavily Democrat, and maybe he's just headed towards logic, like so many people in both parties. But I was dismayed. I was. There's no two ways about it. I was dismayed when I saw this, and it's not just the outer fringes, crazy, wacko people of the world. Like, they have to be humans you come in contact with. They have to be people waiting at the school drop-off line with you. They have to be people next to you at the grocery store. They have to be people at the coffee shop when they're not on strike, I guess, and all of that kind of stuff. It can't all be people who are in their parents' basement, that people like to say. They have to be people who are acclimated to society who are out doing this. He's not going to be a Republican. He's going towards common sense in the middle. And if that raises this kind of ire, we're in a lot of trouble. A ton of trouble as a country. Again, back to Charlie Kirk. He didn't get killed because he had these crazy, wacko, insanely right MAGA views. He got killed because he offered free speech as a platform. Whatever somebody who shot him wanted to say to him, he would have been in kind more than happy to sit there and talk to that person about it. when I see those polls about political violence and I see the amount of people who are okay with it, some of me thinks it's overblown. Then I see stuff like this and I say it's right on the mark. John's in Butler. Hi, John.
Colin, interesting topic because, you know, we're dealing more and more with this crap online or in society, especially if you're more conservative or if you're just not even a leftist anymore. Like when I go into people's homes, I cannot believe how many people will say as a therapist, I wish they would have killed the president, would have killed Trump or had a better shooter or take him out next time. Like it's disgusting to listen to, but to hit your point exactly, it is the one party. They elected an attorney general in Virginia who publicly stated he wanted to kill his opponent and his her kids, and not one single Democrat, local, statewide, nationally, said you need to step down. They actually supported him.
Sir, they raised millions of dollars for a man who killed a man in New York City in cold blood because they didn't like his health care, the way he ran his company, which I don't either. But you can't kill a man in Midtown Manhattan outside of a hotel and then be applauded for it, and they see nothing wrong with it, John.
Right, they encourage it, and they find it as a means to their political end because, you know, there's a deeper root here, Colin. You know, it's that Marxist communist idea of, you know, revolution, and it's being embedded a lot into our youth that you're seeing this kind of talk.
And I look up and down social media, Summer Lee has a voice for everything. Speaks this, speaks out, speaks that, speaks the other thing. Not one get well mentioned for Senator John Fetterman. No, who cares, right? Many politicians, far more than not in our state, said, hey, I hope the guy's all right. Nothing from her. You won't get anything from her. It's just despicable. It is. When all the guy's trying to do is be logical in the middle. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. As always, you can listen to us, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDK, or on the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY. You can also watch us online, KDK's video stream. It's all presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Just go to KDKRadio.com, click Watch KDK Radio's live stream. Also, our YouTube page. That is fantastic. We'll continue this, and also, is the state of something better when someone is doing very well? I know that's a terrible tease. It's about Notre Dame football. Just listen for a minute. News next, KDK. Huh. Interesting. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. I'm excited for the new airport. I don't know when I'm going to fly out next. But I'm excited for it. I like anything new. Anything new's positive. In the next second, I'm going to tell you where I was yesterday. That was positive, even though it started negative. Top of the hour, Senator Joe Pittman. State Senator Joe Pittman. Wonderful man. And we're going to talk about something very positive in his world. Well, I'm a ray of positivity on this Friday, aren't I? I still want to keep up the Fetterman talk at 866-391-1020. But I want to infuse this. This is Pitt football coach Pat Narduzzi talking about Notre Dame.
Absolutely not. You know, it is not an ACC game. I'm glad you brought that up. It's not an ACC game. You know, I gladly get beat 103 or 110-10 in that game. They can put 100 up on us as long as we win the next two after that. But again, our focus is on Notre Dame and getting as many wins as we can.
Talking about if it's a must win, he said no. Is the state of college football, and I'm going to answer my own question after I ask it, is the state of college football healthier when Notre Dame's good? I say yes. Times a million. Notre Dame is like the New York Yankees. You don't ever walk up to anybody who's just even a tepid college football fan, let alone the Rabbids. But if somebody that just has a passing interest in college football, they turn it on Saturdays here and there, you never walk up to one person and go, what do you think about Notre Dame? And they go, eh, I could take them or leave them. It is what it is. 99% of the population that has even the smallest interest in college football, if you walk up and you say, hey, what do you think about Notre Dame? They say one of two things. I can't stand them. Or, man, I love Notre Dame. I have Irish tattoo. Little fighting guy on my arm right here. Like they're so polarizing. People love them or hate them, just like the New York Yankees. Same exact way. By extension, when Notre Dame is good, as opposed to just being in the middle of the road somewhere, when they are good, it makes the environment around college football so much better, I think. When a good Notre Dame team comes in, when they're flying high, when they're doing well, they don't even have to be playing Pitt. It just makes the atmosphere better. Here's why. You have the people who love them riding high, loving it. Man, they feel great. You have the people who root for every other team in America, hates them. You have them wanting their opportunity to shut those bozos up. Really. They're pretty much like BYU in a way. They got a whole religion behind them. Notre Dame does. And they got their own network. But they're bigger than BYU. It's one of those things that has stood the test of time. But when they are good, for me, I take a deeper interest, even though I don't like them. I don't like them because I don't like some of the people that like them that didn't go there. Now, there's nothing that I respect more than a true Notre Dame fan who went there and loves them and dies with them, all of that. There's nothing that is worse, that's tougher to deal with, than these die-hard, I love Notre Dame people, and they've never been more west than Steubenville. I can't stand those kind of people. They're just the worst. But anyhow, should make for an exciting time tomorrow, which during those six-hour college football games, it's going to start and the weather's going to be nice. It's going to end and it's going to be like the Wizard of Oz, apparently. The weather's going to roll in during that game, and it's going to be something else. Talk about that and Fetterman, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. I think Fetterman's getting a raw deal. I don't think anybody should disseminate things like this about people, and he's got no recourse. People wishing him dead, people who are asking if the concrete's okay. Stuff like that isn't funny. It just isn't. Particularly for a man, remember this, he got elected. He won. He did. And he ain't going anywhere until 2028. So there's that. Ken's in Lower Borough. Hi, Ken. Hello, Ken. Good talk. We'll talk to Lou next. Hi, Lou.
Hey, Colin. What's up, man? Hope your back's feeling better.
It's feeling great. I'm going to go over that in just a little bit.
Oh, good. So, yeah, the Fetterman stuff, I just think the last caller before the break kind of hit the nail on the head. These people are being told through a communist Marxist ideology that it's okay to hate people that disagree with you, hate people, wish death upon them, that it's okay to kill your enemies, that type of thing. And I think that, you know, in this country, I think that the Democrats, you know, the old school Democrats have to split with that type of ideology if they're ever going to win another election. I just think that, you know, the older people, the union people that vote for these Democrats, they have no idea what these people are now, you know, how they're behaving, whether it's online in an anonymous fashion, you know, or whether it's in person where they, you know, feel like it's okay to go up to people and assault them for, you know, holding Trump signs or flags and that type of thing. And, you know, I used to be a moderate and I used to be an independent type person, but I can't get further away from the Democrat Party at this point. They're a violent, vile party at this point, and I just can't associate with that.
Yeah, they seem like the kind of people who incite, and poke the bear, then the bear bites them, and they seem surprised and want to play the victim. That's the easiest way for me to sum it up, Lou.
Yeah, and like I said, it's easy to be anonymous online and make those kind of comments. I think the whole generation that, you know, grew up without having to actually face a person when you're making those comments is kind of where we're at. But it seems like the hateful comments and the, you know, that I wish you die comments and that type of thing come from that particular left-hand side of the, you know, of the spectrum. And, you know, I just don't know how a person, an old school Democrat and, you know, a person.
You mean like me and you, Lou, who have been punched in the face? I mean, seriously? I mean, let's just lay it out like that. You learn a lot when you get walloped.
Yeah, I'm a little bit younger than you, but, you know, I grew up in a time where you can't say that stuff to people and there's consequences. And, you know, the old Mike Tyson quote, you know, you've never been punched in the face, you know, that one. It's true because people just go online and they feel like they can say whatever they want and there's no consequences. There really aren't, you know.
You're right. Until the Democrats in totality, and here's the thing, Fetterman is the guy who's trying to do it. and nobody is standing with him on his side, or very few. He has a bigger ally in Dave McCormick than he does in people on his side. But he's still not going to turn Republican, nor should he. But until the Democrats disassociate from the whack jobs, they're proving the rest of the world right. They just are. Somebody should call all this out. I'm not doing this to try to make happy a party, to try to align with the Republicans. I'm doing it because it's logic. There are so many people in this country on both sides that are fed up with nonsense like the stuff Fetterman's getting after he fell. But there's no true think tank. There's no true pool. There's no true place for everybody to come into because we're still divided by party. And that's why I'm an independent. I don't need to be in a club. But it really is disappointing that people can't come together. And I think what's most disappointing is sane, rational, and there are plenty of them. There are a lot of them. Democrats don't stand firmer against the crazies in their party. And it's happening right here in the city. This is what I said, where Corey O'Connor is going to have a big 6 to 12 months. People want to build. People want to put cranes in the air. People want to get stuff done. And then the other side of the party, affordable housing. The other side of the party, they want to do other things. They want they want everything for free. And he's going to have to pick a side. He just is. A microcosm of that's going to happen right here in Pittsburgh. Lots to talk about. Senator Joe Pittman, top of the hour. 866-391-1020. That's a number here. KDK. All right, in the next hour, I'm going to tell you about how PennDOT is undefeated, untied, and unscored upon in rising to the moment, to the big situation. They get it done, PennDOT does. And they're always in such a timely manner. I'm going to tell you all about that. Oh, yesterday. So yesterday I woke up and I couldn't tie my shoes. Not that I forgot about the elementary and sort of basic lessons that we learn in our youth, but because my back hurt, like someone, I don't even know. And this has been going on for a week. Largely because I'll be 49 in just over a month. And sometimes working out, I think I could still hang with 25-year-olds. And it is a fatal flaw of mine. Well, nearly fatal. Debilitating flaw of mine. I'm just an idiot and need to realize that I'm getting older and that there aren't cash prizes for lifting so much weight or doing something dumb. You don't get any cash prizes. You're not going to get it put on TV. There's no contracts they're going to give you to just scale it back and not be an idiot. But for some reason, you know, we got this thing called testosterone and we think we're tougher than what we are and it's stupid. So that happened to me last Friday. I hurt my back trying to deadlift a truck whenever it should have just been, I don't know, like a mini SUV. So here we go. My back hurts for a while. Then yesterday was the end. I went to get out of bed and I couldn't I couldn't contort myself. I had to roll out of bed. You know that move? And go down to one knee and then stand up. And I'm like, my wife's like, you better get this checked out. And I was like, yeah. So luckily I got a hold of the boss here. I said, boss, I need off. And thank you so much to one of the nicest men in the world, Michael Bartley. He came in. He did the show. I'm not getting paid for this. AHN Wexford is an incredible hospital. Now, my wife had been in there before. And I had been in there for like outpatient stuff. I forget. I don't know what it was. Something. But I had never gone into the emergency room before. So, first of all, it's the cleanest place I've ever been. It's like a hotel. I kind of wanted them to admit me. So I didn't have to deal with my kids. My wife's great. My kids, they go up and down. I kind of wanted them to admit me, but they didn't. So I went in there, 7-minute wait in the emergency room. Yesterday morning at 8:15, I think it was. 7-minute wait. There you go. Wristband. What's your name? What's your social security number? What's ailing you? Okay, have a seat. We'll be right out. Boom. And it came out. I couldn't believe it. 7 minutes. A nice girl, Grace, young lady, Grace, who I know from, I'd known her before. And another nurse named Olivia. So I go back in the room. They're checking me all out. This PA lady comes in. I didn't catch her name. I know. I apologize for that. She was spectacular. Here's the thing. When you go to a place, I don't care if it's a restaurant. I don't care if it's a hotel. In this case, a hospital. When the first person you come in contact with is friendly, nice, smiles, and genuinely cares, that changes the whole thing. Honestly, it doesn't matter what kind of place it is. And that's what happened there, this AHN Wexford. It's fantastic. So that happened. For the first security person and the person that, like, triages you and gets your name and everything, and then the first nurse, they were all very, very kind and nice and smiled. That changes your whole visit to somewhere. Again, I don't care what it is. If it's a resort, if it's an amusement park, if it's a hotel, a restaurant, whatever. The first front-facing person has to be nice, and they were. But anyway, then we move it along an hour or two, and the PA comes in, and she's like, you got a couple herniated discs, but you don't need an MRI, this or that. She goes, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you 4 shots. I'm like, oh, okay. They brought out these needles that I think were equine needles that had me mixed up with Keeneland in Kentucky. These needles had to be 8 inches long. And I'm thinking, well, no, we're not draining my knee here. We're putting something into me. And then the other nurse gave them. And she said, I go, what are we doing with these? She goes, are you getting shots with these? I go, oh my gosh. I'm not afraid of needles, but these are big. And she goes, yeah, you got 2 choices, your arm or your butt. And I said, well, we don't know each other well enough yet for the butt, so why don't we do the arm? She did my arm with these shots. It burned like she was an arsonist. But get this. So I'm driving home, hungry, couldn't be hungrier. I'm also on a steroid and some muscle relaxer, but the muscle relaxer I just take at night because it conks me out. This morning I woke up. I could have done 500 jumping jacks, 300 push-ups, a million squats. It's like I feel 100 times better. It was fantastic. So I can't recommend AHN Wexford enough for one. And they have free parking. So there's that. But anyhow, I'm feeling a lot better. Sorry I missed the show yesterday. Takes a lot for me. I've been in the hospital maybe 3 times in my life. One of them was when I was born. And it takes a lot for me to go. And I was there. But I feel better now. So hopefully that keeps up. Hopefully it's not just like a temporary show. Oh, I got Toradol was one of the shots. I do remember that. Toradol. And then some other things, which I don't know. It could have been kerosene. No idea what it was. I just trusted the lady because she was super nice. Top of the hour, Senator Joe Pittman. What's going on in his neck of the world with these data centers up in Indiana County? I do want to talk to him about that. But first, let's hit news. KDK.